Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Janice Kephart. Janice, I need your website, please.
It's identitystrategy.com.
All right, identitystrategy.com. And,
that's right.
What do they find when they get there?
They will find two people who have started a small business who are both considered experts in their area. My business partner is probably the leading expert in the world on identity management systems, biometric and biographic systems.
Right.
And I am probably the leading policy expert in the world on identity. So
that's what I told the audience.
We're having a lot of fun.
What's his name?
His name is Mark Crego.
All right. We need to get Mark on the show sometime. So, all right, let's talk about identity. Identity stuff. The I remember 30 years ago, someone introduced me to the concept of retina scanning. That was one of the earliest biometrics. That was over 30 years ago. And it's come a long way. My daughter has a new iPhone that recognizes her face.
Yes, and there's the Samsung phones. You can do multimodal, which means you can do a fingerprint face, iris, any combination of them for security purposes to get into your phone, which is really a phenomenal thing. iPhone is stuck to one modality, which is not nearly as secure. If I'm going to give recommendations out there to anybody, if you have the opportunity to use a biometric on your phone, use it. If you have the opportunity to use more than one biometric, I can pretty much guarantee you nobody will break into your phone.
All right, so this brings up an interesting point, though. What access does Samsung or our carrier biometrics?
Absolutely none.
Can that actually remain true? How do we prevent that? Because see, I'm really worried about how much stuff we're giving people. I mean, people are throwing their DNA all over the place, and acting like it's not ever going to come back to haunt them.
I think the bigger concern, honestly, are the apps. The apps you download to your phone that have your location,
right.
They grab your details, they grab your friends.
And they're so cool and they're free and you think, whoa, it's free. And you don't realize that you're the product.
Yeah. You got to go look at your settings and really, really make sure that that app is limiting, like Uber tracking you for 5 minutes after you leave the car. Why?
Right. Right.
Like, there's no need for that. People should be, I think, a little more concerned about that. That biometric is only on your phone. It doesn't go up. It can't be shared with anybody.
It's just a quick interface, right?
Yes, it's just a quick interface.
A little key.
It's really, we need a biometric access for desktop computers as well. It would take away the password issue and everything. It would be such a positive change for people if they could use, some entities do use that, but, not all. And we certainly aren't using them in the United States. But can you imagine, I literally made a list of all of my passwords. I had 50 passwords.
Right.
I'm like, really? Who can remember them? Nobody can. So... and you're much safer with that biometric, much safer, much more secure.
And so it's fingerprint, facial recognition, what else?
So it's fingerprint, it's facial recognition, it's iris. Those are the three main ones. The other ones, like voice and DNA, those are for very, very special purposes.
Are you concerned about biometrics, though, in the public domain? Were you wandering around in the airports and things like that?
So that is a concern. Customs and Border Protection has been, very intent on the use of airports being able to use video surveillance. And I really feel like that's a step too far.
That's a 1984 kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Big way Brother. Beyond mission scope. It's completely unnecessary to do that. Now, what they're doing at the jetways right now, testing biometric exit, trying to get it up and going, that's technology that my old company produced where you just walk by it. It's
right.
A 3D image, and that's for a specific purpose of making sure biometrically that you have left the country.
Right.
If you're an American citizen, it throws it away.
Right.
If it makes a match. If you're a foreign national, then it keeps it.
Yeah.
Keeps the image, which is great because the more images you have in the system, the more accurate it's going to be. So,
Gaz, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. IdentityStrategy.com, right?
Yes.
Dennis Kephart, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.